The Walter Team Audio Experience.
Hey, yeah, welcome. It's another Walter Team Audio Experience. Good to have you here. Today, the three most common wedding planning pitfalls to avoid. Take it from me, I DJed, let's see, about 25 years, almost 500 wedding dances, and I learned and saw a lot of things. This article brought to you by Bottom Line Personal. So here we go. Weddings can bring out, well, the best and the worst in families, let's be honest. And odds are, there will be at least one planning topic that leads to a major disagreement. So here we go. Try these techniques to reduce the drama around the big three battlegrounds. Okay, are you ready? First of all, the budget. Hugely important, especially since I was a DJ. That was one of the main things, is how much to spend on the DJ. But let's get right to it. I digress. The average wedding with 167 guests costs about $44,000 now. That was 2 years ago, according to the Bride's American Wedding Study. So be honest about what you can afford and have that conversation early on in the process so that everyone knows the budget. And keep in mind that these days, the parents of the bride and groom and the couple themselves all contribute toward the cost, especially if the groom has a large group of family members and friends he wants to invite, okay? So talking budget first helps set expectations before somebody gets his or her heart set on ideas beyond what is in the financial reach. Many families find that creating a single wedding account that everyone involved contributes to enables them to track the finances easily. Others divide and conquer, with each contributor responsible for a different part of the budget. The photographer, the entertainment, I just mentioned the DJ, or the venue and the catering. For example, a tip might be set aside up to about 10% of the wedding budget as padding to cover the inevitable overcharges. The guest list is number two. Deciding who should be there to celebrate your child's wedding can cause conflict. Everyone involved has people they would love to have attend, but the couple may have a different version of party size than you do. For instance, they may want a small wedding with people who are very close to them and not a lot of distant cousins and your friends, and they're not close to them. Discuss which family members and friends are most important to you and your child. Be equitable. Give the couple and each set of parents 1/3 of the guest list to manage as they see fit. Decide early on whether your young children make the cut and determine whether accommodations will be made, such as providing a kid-friendly space with a babysitter. So note, if you're hosting the wedding, your child still may decide to have a smaller wedding than you would wish. Bear in mind, this is not a reflection of how the couple feels about your family or friends. It's simply how they want to spend the moment. Lastly, it's family roles. All families, especially modern-day complicated ones, can get tripped up on these thorny questions such as who walks the bride down the aisle? Who gets a special dance with the bride or groom? So look for ways to include step-parents or other special people in the festivities. Whether it's splitting the walk down the aisle between the father and the stepfather or having more than one parent-child dance, it's all cool. If you're stressed about spending the day with your ex amicably, create buffer zones. For example, designate separate tables for you and for your ex at the reception with the other family's table in between, and consider sitting in separate rows at the ceremony. But even then, it could be tough. Focus on your child's happiness. That's the big thing. And make your peace with your ex for that day. Above all, have fun and fill the room with love. I'm Gary Walter of the Walter Team Real Estate Group, and this is another Walter Team Audio Experience. Thanks for joining me.